Yeah, that's right. That increase that happened just around 6 o'clock or so to increase your check, $600 to $2,000. Now, that was mostly a Democrat-led effort. The vote, 275 to 134. They did get some Republicans on board with it, but out of the 134 who opposed a bigger stimulus check, 130 of them were Republicans. So why is that important? Well, it still gives us a clear picture about where the Republican Party is on this issue, and that's important heading into the Senate, because this bill is going to be taken up by the Senate potentially. We're not sure yet whether Senator Mitch McConnell will even bring it up for a vote, but you know, you're going to need a dozen or so plus Republicans to be on board in order to actually make this change happen from a $600 check to a $2,000 check. Not exactly sure if that will happen or not, so we're going to be, you know, keeping our eyes on that. But it's important to remember how we got here. As we mentioned here, President Trump came out very strongly and objected to this amount, criticizing that $600 check. He actually called that, along with the government spending bill, a disgrace. Now, again, today it was a Democrat-led effort. They were happy to go back and take a look at the amount and increase that. They had been, throughout the negotiating process, advocating for a larger amount than $600 anyway. And we got a chance to talk to Democrat Congressman Jim McGovern today. He says that he wants President Trump to be putting more pressure on Republicans in the Senate. Here's what he told us this afternoon.
I believe that if we brought this for a vote, that all the Democrats would vote for it and enough Republicans would vote for it to get us to a majority. But again, the question is, will Mitch McConnell schedule this? And my hope is the president will talk to him personally.
All right, so Senator McConnell now at this point has the authority either to bring this bill up for a vote or not to. He's been known not to bring bills to the floor, even if they may pass, but if a majority of his own caucus doesn't support it. Now, we know, again, a lot of Republicans oppose increasing stimulus checks at all, and we got a chance to talk to Republican Congressman Brett Guthrie from Kentucky. He explained why many Republicans feel that way.
$2,000 that people, if they would receive it today, their children or grandchildren are going to have to pay it back sometime in the future. And so I know it's an emergency. There are people that are desperate, but let's focus on the financial people who are small business owners, people who work for small businesses, people who are truly lost income.
So a lot of people are wondering when you might get that check. Well, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said this morning that the Treasury Department is still going to try by the end of this week to start processing those $600 checks. Of course, again, that may change if the Senate moves on this thing quickly. And just breaking within the last hour, hour and a half or so, Senator Bernie Sanders tweeted that he is going to try to potentially block a vote on the NDAA that we started off our show with, unless Mitch McConnell brings the stimulus vote onto the floor. So we're going to have to see how this all plays out later on in the week. But for now, reporting live tonight at the Capitol, Joe Khalil, News Nation.